Good morning, sunshine.
What day is it today?
Thursday.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. I just need some coffee.
I need coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Oh, I need some coffee before I black out.
Coffee can only make me nervous when I drink it.
Pour me another.
Let's get started.
All right, kids. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I still see it, though. You got to do the jazz hands. It's showtime. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And can you hear it in my voice? I'm not worried. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. That's what we're here for. I want to hear from you today, as usual. The talk and text lines are 884-9910 and our poll question for today at 991fmtalk.com. I couldn't stay away from this. Do you think it was actually Trump supporters who started the violence at the U.S. Capitol? Do you believe that? Do you think that? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, both of these brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is the Washoe County Sheriff's Department's second chance ticket program a form of coercion when it comes to people signing up to be organ donors? Again, I made it very clear yesterday when I was asking this question, I am a registered organ donor. I believe in it. What are you going to do with them after you're gone? But do we need coercion? Do we need a payoff for such an incredible program? I even had an email. What's after that? What else can we get out of if we agree to do something? Well, thankfully, 87% of those participating in the poll said, yes, it is. 13% said no. So thank you for participating in the poll questions. I always love getting a little pulse of what people are thinking about in the community. 884-9910. We've got a lot to talk about today. And thank you so much for all the encouraging and just wonderful emails. I'm sorry to see the emails this morning about people being upset and distressed by what is going on. And I've told you from day one that the media is going to manipulate everything that you hear and you see for the benefit of the liberal progressive movement. Okay? And one of the main reasons that I say that is because I am sitting here looking at a picture of the White House, not of the White House, of the United States Capitol. And it is taken a little bit lower light. Smoke from the flash grenades and the tear gas bombs that were set out. And there's this ominous glow in the rotunda of the Capitol, in the dome. And it makes it look like it's on fire. That is the most deceptive picture. Actually, that's the second most, because there's another picture where there's actually a red glow in front of the state capitol. Again, from their flash grenades, which make a big... I think the light was actually enhanced as well. To make you believe something else, to make you believe a narrative. And I love it how Antifa loves to pose for pictures. Because there in my time of 4.5 years of being a Trump supporter, of being MAGA, ever since he came down, glided down that escalator with the beautiful First Lady, have I ever seen a Trump supporter with a hammer and sickle tattooed on their hand? Just saying. I have videos. You can go on to my Twitter account, which hasn't been suspended yet, which I told you about, I think 3-4 weeks ago, that when we hit this point, you are going to see social media shutting down anything that is in opposition to what they are portraying as the truth. And we have seen it. All of POTUS's Twitter accounts are suspended. Lynn Wood's account is suspended, and numerous other people. Facebook, YouTube, regular people who are just trying to get the truth out, not even the, what do they call them, the cures, the anoners, not even their channels. Just regular people's YouTube's accounts are being shut down. Because you can't have an opinion. You can't have a voice of anything that is different from what the mainstream media or from what the left wants you to think, wants you to say, wants you to buy into. Just keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying. It's just like Nick, the Covington kid. They took a very small snippet of a very big situation and turned it into something that it was not. And then they paid the price afterwards because they got sued for hundreds of millions of dollars and Nick won. Because that's what they do. That's what they are paid to do. You don't fall under the umbrella of five different corporations that run the entire media cycle and not expect them to do what they're being paid to do, what they're being told to do. That's why I cherish every second of every hour I have. 2 hours a day, by the way, 10 to noon. Podcasts available at 991fmtalk.com, just in case you miss anything. That's why I cherish every second of being live and local with a privately owned company, a local company. Because I'm not taking orders, and trust me, I do get orders. I do get, you know, hey, ease up on this, maybe pull back on this a little bit. But I don't take orders from those who run and own Washington, D.C. So thank you very much. Bob, when you remove the obvious anarchists breaking in with their shield and helmets, the riots looked more like a panty raid. Bob! I gotta read Bob's emails before I put him out. You're just adorable. Retired law enforcement, by the way. Also retired military. Something else I want to go over with you here in detail is just the basic fact that you are seeing it if you can remember. Just months ago, the months we have been through, the fires, the looting, the breaking in, the killings. Remember, there have been a lot of people murdered in the name of Antifa and BLM. And not one thing was done to the magnitude of what happened yesterday at the United States Capitol. By the way, the reason Sandra Linares was not on with us, who I kept promoting, was the fact that to make sure everything was contained, all of the cell towers around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. were shut down. They were blocked. And you tell me in what free country people cannot communicate? That was abhorrent yesterday. That was appalling that our government, whether it be city, county, state, or federal, would shut down people's ability to communicate. I hear him.
Whoa there, sister.
I hear his breathing.
Pull it back now. You know, there was a guest on Armstrong and Getty earlier this morning that was
there. Do I
there.
Need to introduce you? Do people know who
no,
you are?
No, rather you didn't, actually. It might be safer for the future of my livelihood and yours. But there was a guest on Armstrong and Getty this morning who was there and said that same thing. Communication sites were shut down. You could not communicate. Cell phone service was out in the Capitol. Now, how did that happen? There's a couple of conspiracies or possibilities there you can think about. But
well, so, not just why, but, you know, not just how, but why.
That, too. On Bannon's War Room this morning, Bernie Kerik, former NYC cop, head of chief police in New York City, was talking about how the police were pulling down the barricades to allow mm-hmm. people to go into the building. I didn't see any of it.
I have pictures of it if you want to see it.
I was just, you know what? I think not. I got a text this morning from a friend who said, Jerry, next time I communicate with you, I will be in the re-education camp. And I corrected him and said, you are already in the re-education camp. It started with the putting Pelosi in power here just two or three days ago, and there's apparently no more referring to... Does this sound like communist China? There is no more referring to mother, father, sister, brother, men, women. We are in the official re-education camp of the United States of America.
And, how in the heck am I supposed to introduce you when you and Henry are together?
You mean, well, I'm the more powerfully built, strong man.
You're the older of this, yeah. I can't say guy. Mm-hmm. But it also goes back to the prayer of the opening Congress with ending it, a woman. I'm sorry, but amen is not a gender-driven statement.
Well, also, I remember this from several years ago when the term niggardly is not a racist term.
Yes.
Look it up in the dictionary, for God's sakes. And
when if
you
it's
refer
still there.
To, you remember the Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, that another genius.
She's the one that's always wearing the hat.
Who wanted the term black hole. Banned. Yeah. For God's sakes. I mean, we have become a society of morons and idiots. And I want to talk about something that I dealt with last night. Maybe we can take a break and come back to it. And I doubt if one of those persons, any of those one of 35 or so people that emailed last night regarding your comments yesterday, not on air, we'll go over that, but I doubt if one of those people is listening. But if you are, stay right there. And by the way, we can open up the phone lines and have a conversation, because you got sucked in to another one of those anti-local conservative talk mm-hmm. radio station campaigns to, quote unquote, bring us down.
Yeah.
You got suckered into it. And one of the people I know personally is a nice individual. He's a Democrat. I know that. He's run for office. He's a decent person, as far as I know. I care not to know a lot about... I care not to know anything about anybody's personal life. It's just how they deal on me one-on-one is all I care about. But yeah. So let
and
me
when
address...
they get suckered into things.
Yeah, let
all
me
right,
address
so let's do that.
That.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with...
If you don't
the
mind, today it's the Jerry and Monica show. I use my first name, if you don't
mind.
Well,
I was going to say the man who shall remain nameless, but okay. Yeah. You want to call it the Jerry and Monica show?
No. Let's keep it the person whose name shall not be mentioned.
Okay, we'll do that right here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Martha Stewart celebrates National Pass Gas Day.
So now I'm going to pick my butt.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It just goes like crazy. So now you're going to peel off one. Just put one of these in a room and you're going to get heady. Be careful about breathing in the fumes because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. Laura, Scott, please hang on the lines. We've got a lot to talk about today on the talk and text lines at 884-9910 because the truth will always find the light. It will always come out. We saw it with the Covington video. We're going to see it with everything that happened at the U.S. Capitol as well. Because you're being fed a narrative right now that I've already seen the pictures. All right. We'll go over that in just a moment. First off, though, I want to bring my cohort back onto the air right now so we can talk about the negativity and the, as usual, trying to get me off the air here with my boss. Hey, Jerry.
By the way, too, speaking of pictures, does anybody remember the pictures of children behind a chain link fence?
At in the cages? Border. At oh, the border. Yeah, the one at the border, yeah. Well,
and,
AOC.
Again, one thing you can thank Donald Trump for over the last 4 years is the exposing of the media, the television media in particular, how dishonest, corrupt they are. They have an agenda. So you remember those children behind the chain-link fences, which, as it turns out, those were chain-link fences and pens or jails, as they were being referred to. Those were put up by the Obama-Biden administration while they were in office, speaking of pictures. I just wanted to comment, too, on the Republican response to what happened yesterday and the blaming of Donald Trump. And Tom McClintock was on. You're familiar with him. I think he represents the district your parents live in, your mom lives in. Thought of as a fairly conservative Republican. Again, a knee-jerk response, which is what the Republicans are famous for being spineless, having this pathetic, weak response and never standing up or at least wait a day, get some facts behind you before you make a comment about what happened. So anyway, so last night I'm up late responding to a bunch of emails, 35 or so, of people that heard you encouraging and cheering on the violent protesters in our nation's capital. I responded to most of them individually, and I pointed out to somebody that I know in particular, you've been sucked into an email campaign by somebody, you and your networking of friends, of which the person that started it may have been listening, but apparently wasn't listening. And again, whatever you say or do in your own personal time, Monica, that's up to you. I prefer to know as little as possible about my employees' personal life, period. But I pointed out to them that the violence started after 12 noon, and you were off the air, so I don't quite get how that works, because, again, the only thing I care about is what's on the air at any given time. So I was there with you on air just before 12 noon when the story started to come out that Washington was in a shutdown and whatnot, and we certainly didn't have time to cheer on the violence going on in Washington, D.C. So, number one, I'm just a black and white guy. Facts is what I stick with. So hard for you to support violence going on in Washington, D.C. when you're not on the air.
Well, I'm surprised and I'm really disappointed in myself, too, that I even got sucked in to what the media was saying because I saw the news release and I used a term that now I wish I hadn't have used, because it was stormed the Capitol. Those people did not storm anything. You know, that is too strong a term to be used. And, you know, Jerry, I do give speeches outside of this radio station. And people are waiting. They're waiting, literally chomping at the bit for me to say something that they can take out of context, put into their own little box. And I can tell you, I was interviewed by somebody who I don't even remember their name, and someone from the Associated Press yesterday, and all kinds of questions that I'm sure will be used out of context, my words against me. And for people to understand meaning as well, because I did use the term during my speech, speaking. I don't write things down. I just talk with people. So to say that I'm inciting violence, anybody who knows me and who has listened to this show knows that people call up who are ready to go to civil war. And I say, no, that is not the way to do it. Trust in our president, trust in our military. It is not time for us to pick up arms. And that is exactly what the left wants us to do. They want us to be angry. They want us to engage. And true Trump supporters, true Americans know that there is a process, and we are not there yet. I use the term a shot heard round the world. And what I was meaning that this, and I said it, this is our shot heard round the world. And that was the mass peaceful protests. It was going on in Japan. They were going on in the UK. They were going on in Australia, all over the world, to show support for President Trump. So I have to wonder about people who are putting things out to others just to try to ruin someone because they disagree with them, to take things out of context and put them, you know, put words into people's mouths. And trust me, I got enough words coming out of my mouth. I don't need any help from haters.
Monica J. of Reno, Nevada, do you support the assassination, mutilation, dismembering of your political opponents? And if so, why not?
Absolutely 100% not, because all life is precious.
Not even the dismembering?
Not even the dismembering.
All right. Can I? I'm going to hang around with you one more segment. A couple of things. We got to take a bottom of the hour break.
Take a bottom hour of the break. And actually, we have listeners that want to talk to both of us. So if you don't mind sticking around, I appreciate it.
No further questions, Your Honor.
All right. We'll be back right after this on the Monica J. Show and that guy who shall not be named on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today on a recap of a very disturbing, enlightening, crazy, beautiful, different kind of day yesterday with everything that was going on. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk are live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada to participate. And one of the things I'd like you to participate in today is the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question is, of course, concerning yesterday, and that is, do you believe that those were Trump supporters who were or who started the actual violence at the U.S. Capitol? All right. Do you believe those were actually Trump supporters? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll question is the Washoe County Sheriff's Department's second chance ticket program, a form of coercion when it comes to people signing up to be organ donors. Yeah. For certain offenses, if they see that there is not an organ donor marking on your driver's license, you're given the option to become an organ donor within a week or something like that, or get your ticket. 87% of you participating said, yeah, that's coercion. What's next? Something before we bring Jerry back on. Oh, sorry. I suppose you knew the name. I want to share something with you, and that is, and I'm getting it, I woke up this morning and I knew it was going to be an interesting day because usually when I have about 75 to 100 emails, I had close to 300 this morning when I woke up and I said, okay, something's going on. This was an email that was sent to parents. Good evening, Washoe County School District family and staff. This is Superintendent Kristen McNeil. I'm a lifetime educator and a parent, and like many of you, I was shocked and angry as I watched the violent events that took place in our nation's capital today. This was an assault on our sacred democracy, the same democracy that makes it possible for us to teach, learn, and live in freedom. I want us to remember that our children are learning from what they are seeing. What they saw today does not reflect who we are as a school district, a community, or a nation. All of us at the Washoe County School District are dedicated to creating a community of respect where our students are learning or leading us to a better future. As a district, we remain committed to protecting our children and each other from harm. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. So the letter goes on.
Well, let me jump in on that.
It's been made very clear to me, Jerry, that I have a principal sending me something here. We received a disturbing voicemail last night from the superintendent of Washoe County Schools, Ms. McNeil. Her voice was shaking as she sounded as if she was on the verge of tears. Here's the transcript. But I have heard from people in the teaching community, they knew nothing about this letter going out.
Okay.
So this is strictly from Kristen McNeil.
It reminds me of Amy Dodson.
Thank you so much. I was going to make the comparison.
Virtue signaling, quote unquote, her words, protected class at the Douglas County Library. I was thinking about this on the way in, driving this morning. Immersed in my thoughts in that I hate to preach to people or so let me just call this a suggestion. Please, for those of you with parent or with children or grandchildren, talk to them about what happened yesterday. Talk to them about what led up to this, because history will be rewritten to satisfy the left's agenda again, that all white people are bad, that your parents and grandparents are bad, and that anybody with an R after their name, wait a minute, they may be right about that, are stupid. No. You should, seriously, because it's going to be written, it's already being written the wrong way. By the way, Washington Times military intelligence officer confirms from facial recognition on camera that two of the people that were in the Senate chambers are known Antifa members from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia in particular. So
Once again, you stole my thunder. I was going to announce that, and I was also going to announce, if you go to the WashingtonTimes.com link, they've scrubbed that story.
Well, that's what I do. I steal thunder. But seriously, talk to your grandkids, you know, if they're too young, it's hardly worth it. But you know, based on the phone message that went out to Washoe County residents, what will be taught in our schools will not be accurate or truthful. So talk to them about this moment now, and ask your kids to talk to you about what they hear in school. And if they bring home, if they start talking to you about the garbage that was fed to them by their teacher or their superintendent or their principal or whoever it is, confront that person professionally, vocally. And which leads me to, I got a lot of people hanging on, but I wanted to make a couple of quick points here, and I wanted to take task.
Let me expand on what you just said, because this is the comments that we are getting, or I'm getting. I'm sorry, I don't mean to include you in that. People are sick of the BS. Monica, and I don't expect anything different from you today, and knew you would not accept any responsibility for the crap you have been spewing for reeks. You are such a joke, just like Kellyanne Conway, choosing a man of power over her own husband and family. That's not you. Rather than truth and honesty, people like you and Trump followers remind me of Jim Jones followers, blind fools. You're not the man of power I follow, by the way.
What? You know. All right, let's go to the phones.
I'm not taking off my Trump hat. Sorry. Laura's on the line with us right now at 884-9910. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. Very good to be here. Can't believe that email you just read. That's insane. But I just wanted to comment. Saw you yesterday at the rally. Said, hey, I don't think that Trump incited the actions of the people who breached the Capitol. To say so is just pointing the finger, playing the blame game. I'm glad that you are not jumping on the crazy media bandwagon to make him take all the blame. Why is it such an assault that they, I don't agree with breaking windows and the violence and stealing things, but to stand at the door and demand to be heard, I kind of get behind that. I think that's all right. But to blame Trump, and to, I mean, we knew that the Republican Party is full of rhinos, but now it's full of rats just jumping ship. I caught the very last end of Armstrong and Getty, and I don't know which one said he'll never wear a Trump hat again. That made me put on my Trump bracelet, wear my Trump pin, put my Trump One sticker on the back of my car, just because they don't agree with the fact that the election was stolen. And it was. They're like, the media and the left are like the bully on the playground who have you down and say Uncle Joe, admit that he won. And the thing about Trump, he will not do it, and I applaud him for it, and I back him 100%. It's a detriment to our country that that the duly elected president did not get in.
By the way, let me jump in. That was Jack, who is not the brightest bulb or the sharpest tack in the box. He's a funny guy. He's a good guy. But I'll give you a perfect example. In fact, if you get ready and pull up a soundbite for me, what he said was this, too, that what Trump did was impeachable. Impeachable. Listen to this. Okay, give me Maxine. Okay?
If you see anybody from that cabinet, right, in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome.
And you know what Trump said to the crowd. Give me one more. This is a former, was he in some sort of government position? Give me that one right there.
We're going to punish our enemies, and we're going to reward our friends.
Okay, so is that impeachable, Jack? Come on. Again, it's this knee-jerk, immediate reaction. Again, you won't get it from your television station tonight. You'll get it here today. You'll get it here tomorrow as to what actually happened. And look, I'm one of the biggest critics of Donald Trump, because I think this was, unfortunately, this was an opportunity to continue to try to turn things around that was blown. And a lot of it was his fault. I'm honest about it.
You're honest with your opinion about it, because we have differing opinions, because I think the stage was set for Antifa right at the moment to start creating chaos as the Senate and the House separated to do their deliberations on Arizona.
Well, so, and that's the reason why, because you disagree with me, that I will be throwing rocks in your window tonight. And that's perfectly acceptable. And that's okay. Again, and this and Armstrong and Getty had the soundbite from Mark Stein last night on the Tucker Carlson show, who pointed out, what do you mean this is not us? That's a lot of, don't you just love that when those holier-than-thou politicians say, this is not us? This has been us for the last year, folks, burning down buildings. 25 people were killed over the year from these BLM and Antifa riots. 25 people killed, hundreds of people injured, one person in particular with permanent brain damage. But I'm sure that all those people that were emailing last night, taking your words out of context, absolutely nothing on the air regarding what they heard from their ringleader. I'm sure they sent emails to all those people who were applauding the peaceful protests over the summer. 25 people killed. Yeah. So what? The woman shot yesterday. I'm sorry about that. But get over yourself.
Laura, I gotta let you go, and I gotta let Jerry go. We've got a couple more calls we're gonna take back after this quick break. But also Sandra Linares, who was there, who was actually at the front at the Capitol, where people were scaling the walls. We will talk with her just after 11 and get an eyewitness view. But we'll be right back with Scott and Gina right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know I'm talking fast, but got three people hanging on the line with important information, and I want to get it out there. So right now we've got Scott. Scott, thank you so much. What's on your mind right now?
Hey, I think I heard you say that they shut off all the cell towers in D.C. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep, around the Capitol.
Well, so what that might be, it might not be part of your conspiracy theories, but it could be, sorry about that, it could be emergency responders have the ability to shut down cell towers to channel important calls. So that might have been going on in D.C.
Well, it was actually before the people started, pushing into the Capitol. Because I had a scheduled interview that was supposed to go on before all that stuff started happening, and they couldn't get out, so they were already turned off. So thanks for the conspiracy theory shot. Thank you, Scott. Let's go back to the lines and check in with Gina this morning. Gina, what are your thoughts today?
Good morning, Monica. I love your show, and hearing your voice this morning is a breath of fresh air for me. Of course they weren't Trump supporters that broke in. They what they did achieved what they wanted to shut down the protests. And I'm just disgusted with all the rhinos that have just abandoned our president. I just love Donald Trump, and I think he is the greatest president in my lifetime. And I just think they're all the rats are jumping the ship.
Yep, we're seeing it all come to light on who the people really are that need to be out of the swamp. It's like he just drained the swamp with one big pull of the plug. So, Gina, thank you so much for the support, and thank you for being on with me today. James is on the line right now with a little insight of what happened yesterday at the Capitol. Hey, James.
Well, I have a number of points, Gina. I don't want to be long-winded. I want to just knock them right out if I can for you to think about. And I think they tie on to what you and your guest were talking about. Let me start this way. I think if you watch some of the video on the people in the Capitol, most of them are very young, kind of reacting emotionally, dressed kind of funny, some of them. It didn't appear to me that all of them were dressed like normal Trump supporters, but I think you had potentially MAGA useful idiots being led by Antifa useful idiots that kind of being duped, and the emotion got away from them. One of the most famous intelligence operations, textbook-wise, is known as the Trust, where Felix Dzerzhinsky had a secret police after the Bolsheviks took power in Russia from the Russian Revolution in 17, and it went to a civil war, was an operation where they created a false resistance over 7 years and enticed the White Russians, faction-wise, the Tsarist supporters, the monarchists, back to Russia, where they set them up. They brought them into fake resistance meetings. One of the most famous textbook spies was Sidney Reilly from Britain, that was also suckered to come back, and he should have known better. And then he kind of, you know, the Russians got him, and then they kind of disappeared. So there's lessons in that. The left is, as we've seen, is highly organized. Antifa, being a Marxist revolutionary organization, and they think they're engaged in the revolution, which we don't really want to use that word on our side. Yeah. But you see a lot in text posts, and I commented before, what we really are about is protecting the Constitution, the government we already have, a reformation.
Yeah. All right, James, I got to let you go because it is time for us to go. We'll be right back after this Fox News business update and Fox News update, and we know how that's going to turn out here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.